USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the incident began at a King Supers store on the south side of Boulder around 2 p.m. local time. When police arrived minutes later, a suspect began shooting at them. That suspect was eventually taken into custody and is currently hospitalized. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says the officer killed was 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley, who had been on the force since 2010.
And I have to tell you, the heroic action of this officer when he responded to this scene. At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The SNAP program is getting a funding boost from the COVID relief bill. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities continue to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors on the southern border.
U.S. government officials are scrambling to find bed space for some 15,500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have poured over the southern border in record numbers. The Biden administration continues to block the media from seeing the facilities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to become the next Secretary of Labor by a 68-29 vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In the wake of the ongoing crisis at the southern border, Senator Marsha Blackburn recently visited, and the Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV that the conditions she witnessed happened because President Biden reversed the Trump administration's immigration policies.
I just could not believe it when I got down there. And, you know, the starting point for all of this is the Biden immigration policy. This is Joe Biden's responsibility. He has caused this because what he did was to eliminate all of the rules, the migrant protocols, ending catch and release, asylum rules, all of those things that Donald Trump had put in place and that President Trump's DHS had put in place.
Next month's NFL draft in downtown Cleveland will feature both players and fans in attendance. The league announcing Monday that a select number of college players will be present at the event, and that events for fans will be held throughout the weekend with face coverings required and social distancing measures in place. The 2020 edition of the draft was held virtually, with Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing picks from his basement. And the fourth day of the NCAA tournament started off with an upset as Oregon knocked off the second-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes 95-80. Alabama is also on to the Sweet 16 after beating Maryland 96-77. After placing 9 teams in the bracket, the Big Ten Conference is down to just one left after Michigan downed LSU 86-78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.